Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, 23 after the hour. My favorite blues man there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Irwin, the author of Derailed. Dr. Tim Irwin is an expert in leadership and executive execution. We're talking about some of the key things that leaders have to do to make sure that their company puts best foot forward in the marketplace, what they have to do in order to be successful. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I do I've had some success with this. First, I had to learn how to delegate, Tim. I wasn't good at it. I'm still not great, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Then when I really was where I could turn over something, you know, as you know, Tim, when you found a business from nothing, when you built it from whole cloth, that means you did all the jobs first. And any job,
you're the best at it.
There's no question. When I do it, it's perfect. When you do it, it's something less than that. But when I got to where I could actually hand out something off and give it to people, it worked okay. But just talking to people like you over the years, I learned something about ownership. And so now what I do, when I give something to someone, I tell them, okay, this belongs to you. You own this work, this project. And so, insofar as you need something from me, I work for you. In terms of getting this job done, this thing that I'm giving you to own, I work for you. And since I've been doing that, things have gotten better. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great perspective. And again, as leaders of small businesses, we have got to give our people clear direction. We've got to help them understand the values of the business. We've got to help them understand the priorities. And it's what I've been saying today is we've got to help them understand the fundamental direction. Mm-hmm. Are we a business where our customers want quick, efficient service? Our customers, do they come see us because we have something that nobody else has, it's cool and interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they come to us because they want a relationship? In other words, they want somebody that knows them. And this clothing store, the example I mentioned earlier in our conversation today, is going to survive only if they build deep relationships with their customers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they walk in the door.
That's the only difference. That's really the only thing that small business owners can do that where we can really deliver on uniqueness. We can deliver our special sauce, and that is the experience we give to customers, the way we have the ability to customize for them to be what I call to be more relevant to them. See, this is something I've been working on lately, Tim, and that is that we spent the last 10,000 years trying to find a way to be competitive so I can outcompete you. But the truth is, that little company you were talking about, they don't need to just be competitive. They need to be relevant to their customers. And that's something big companies have a hard time doing. That's the special sauce of small business. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think they've got to be relevant to these people who are going to go to the store and who are going to be willing to pay more. In other words, if I wanted something really fast, if I didn't care about the relationship, I'd go to one of these big box stores or one of the malls. But this store that I'm just talking about, they care about what I'm interested in. They care about they know my name. I walk in. And so that's the way small businesses can thrive. Now, some businesses I go to, like the golf store, I go to because they've got cool new stuff. Sometimes I go to a store because I just want to get in and get out. If I go to an auto parts store, I'm not interested so much in a relationship, but I am interested in getting in there, getting the right part for my truck, and getting out. So knowing what your customer base really expects of you and needs from you is critical, and then you got to communicate that to your employees.
But then, but there are so many other things you can do, and that you can have your employees. I'll give you an example. I bought a kitchen appliance, a large kitchen appliance, the other day. Ours broke, so we bought another one. I literally bought it on the phone from a small business, and the lady, I wasn't sure that they had what I wanted, and I asked her to take a photograph of the picture with her camera and text it to me. And this lady at this small business, this employee at this small business, did that, and I got to see exactly that what she was telling me about was exactly the one that I wanted, that I could compare it to what I was seeing online. Now, so she literally did what she needed to do. She did everything I asked her to do. And so somebody, either she's one heck of a, you know, of a natural salesperson, but or somebody trained her to say, if we can do it for the customer.
Absolutely.
And they got
that
the business.
See, that's a leadership issue.
That's right.
That's the whole point of this conversation, yep. Is that leaders have got to get out in front, and they've got to be very clear with their employees what they expect and what the customers expect.
Mm-hmm. When I was talking to her, I felt like she was a really good person and was really genuinely dedicated to customers, but I also felt like she'd had some training.
I think it's likely that both were there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tim, give us the website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com, DrTimIrwin.com.
The new book is called Derailing. You got a new one coming out next year that we're going to launch on this show, right?
That sounds good.
All right. Tim Irwin, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.